been years since Utah has been able to bring its foreign trade representatives all together for an international summit like this. Ariel Briggs is a coordinator for the State Trade and Export Promotion Program.
We've seen a lot of good results to our economy as a result of exporting. And so we wanted to provide those benefits to the companies that are maybe not sure yet how to export or if they really want to be there. We want to help them build that confidence by bringing in our trade reps and giving them the expertise that would help them go out and sell.
So Japan, Korea, China, and then we have Guadalupe, Mexico, we have Peru.
Peru, fantastic.
At the registration tables, a man in sneakers, jeans, and a baseball cap stands out from the crowd of suits. Turns out Rich Eggett is president of Rockwell Watches, a Utah company looking to expand its reach internationally.
We've had a lot of people contact us from other countries, even when within the first year of starting, and we just didn't know the correct steps and how to do it, and so we've always put it off. So this is really good for us to have the help and just a direction, kind of like a mentor walking you along how to do it.
Eggett says Rockwell Watches recently participated in a trade mission to Mexico and landed a sale there. They've launched Rockwell Europe, and now they have their eye on Brazil and the Middle East. They're here hoping to make connections with trade reps. Organizers say the trade reps can help guide businesses to find the best markets for their products. Maria Esther Lasso is a state trade representative based in Chile.
The main market between Chile and Utah, it's mining. Mining equipment, mining technology, and what we really need from Utah is help in the energy production. We're lacking of that. So we're expecting to have a lot of investment in that area.
Conference organizers from the Governor's Office of Economic Development say Utah is looking to expand exports in the areas of energy, agriculture, services, software, and IT. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.